All right, if I can... What we have here is... is a little bit unconventional, to say the least. But there's a discussion in the Rabbeinu B'chaya about when the Inyan of Porah Aduma, where we know that Chazal say that Porah Aduma is a soid, and the Medrash, they bring the Medrash, V'ikcho Eilecho Porah Aduma, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Eilecho Porah, L'cho Ani Megale Tam Porah, Avla Acherim Chuko. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm revealing the Tam of Porah Aduma to you and not to anyone else. And we know that Shlomo HaMelech, Chazal say that the Posuk says, Shlomo HaMelech says, Choshavti Ech Kimo V'Yirachoyko Mimeni. He says, I thought I would come to understand it. And it refers to Porah Aduma, that he thought he would work and understand Porah Aduma. I guess despite the fact he knew, I assume he knew that it was only revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know, I assume so. But he wasn't able to. He rechoyko mimeni. So I just wanted to be mitzayer a little bit the chochma of Shlomo HaMelech, and then the final limitation that despite all that chochma, it was still something that was beyond him. And of course, the Chochmas HaTorah is infinite and goes beyond even the highest of human achievements. So forgive me, it's a little bit unconventional. Look what the Rabbeinu B'chaya, where it says, V'yechka mikol odom, that's referring to in the previous paragraph to Shlomo HaMelech. When he came, he wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash, so he sent a message to Mitzrayim to find out how to do it, and they sent him people, and people were ready to die, and whatever, it was a whole discussion. But the Yechka Mikol Odom, this is referring to Shlomo HaMelech. May Odom HaRishon, who is Mikol Odom? May Odom HaRishon. He had Chochma greater than Odom HaRishon. Uma Hoiso Chochmosa Shal Odom HaRishon, what was his Chochma? At Moitzi Shebisho Shebikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livro Es Odom, Shem wanted to create the world, Odom, man, Nimlach B'Malchei HaShoris, he consulted with the Malochim, V'Omar Nasa Odom B'Tzalmeinu Kidmusenu, Omru Lefonov Mo Enosh Kisis Kerenu. Well, what are you starting up with this man? Who is a man? What is he worth? What's this all about? Omru Lehem, Odom Sha'ani Roitze Livroi Chochmosu Merubim Shalochem. This Odom that I want to create, he's smarter than you guys. He's more chokhmah than the Malochim. Ma also, konas kol behemo chayev oif veheviron lifneim. He brought all the animals and marched them in front of the Malochim. Omer lehem, mashimoison shaleilu, lo yodu. Kibin shebora Odom, heviron lefonov. Then he created man, took them in front of him. Omer lehem, mashimoison shaleilu. Omer lezeh noel lekroisa aryeh. Lezeh shoyer. Lezeh sus. Lezeh, he understood. Shenema v'yikro Odom shemus l'chol ha-behema. Hinei heim shemus muskolois. Shehizkil bechochmos ho-oisiois. He understood the chochma of the oisiois. Likroi ha-shemois kefitivei ha-briois. He understood the chokhmah of the oisiois to be able to apply them to the natures of each and every one of the animals, and kefitive abrios bigvura bigvura in strength, in kalus in lightness, in achzorius in cruelty, in tamus in innocence, whatever the kvar is kartis ebesay the voracious. Ad kedekach oma loy vato mashmecho, and so then he asked him, "What's your name?" Omer lefon of Odom. Shenivreisi min ha'adoma. Om aloi ha'kodesh boruch hu v'ani mashmi. Ad kedei kach ha'kodesh boruch hu asked Odom HaRishon, this chochom natshayich, that he understood the teva of everything and the teva of all the oisiyos, that he called everything a name, and ha'kodesh boruch hu says, what's my name? Om aloi Hashem. Om aloi lomo. Om aloi fonov sh'ato odon ha'kol ha'briyos. Dechsi v'ani Hashem hu shmi. Shekora li Odom HaRishon, Ani Hashem Hushmi, the name that Odom HaRishon called me, and it goes on and on. Anyway, I Odom Arishan had this tremendous chokhmah. So I wish, I don't know how much time we have, but there's a beautiful Shmuis here on the other side from the altar. And he goes through the godless of Odom Harishain. And I just wanted as much as we can just to see, because if you have this picture of who Odom Harishain was, and then we see that Shlomo HaMelech, his chokhmah was even beyond and still, with all that, the chokhmas haTorah, that he had everything, but choshavti ech kimo v'hi rechoyka mimeni, we have a little bit of a picture of the infinite depth of the wisdom that was beyond the achievement of even Shlomo HaMelech, who was a chochem even in Odom Arishan, and we see what Odom Arishan's chochma is. And I must admit that the reason that I doing this is because I just think this is something that we should all shmuz, that everybody should pay attention to. It's in the first chelik Odom Arishan. This is the what it is. Odom Arishan, bechir hayitzurim vayitzir kapim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Odom Arishan was the chosen of all creation. Gam yitziras gufoy oy terem nizra koboy aneshomo hoysu ruchonis sichlis. The Alter says that his guf, even before the neshama was put in it, was a creation, a spiritual and an intellectual and a seichel dika creation. Al yitziras kol eiver ve'eiver hoyo nimlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu im beis dinoi eich livro isoi. For each eiver of Odom, he was namlich with the beis din shel mala. How could he create him? Kimoi al brias Odom bichlolo. Just on creating altogether nasa Odom b'tzalmino. Kide isa b'chazal, he brings a raya from the Medrash. Kaviyochol Kaviyochlu besdinoi nimnin al kol ever ve'ever mishelcho u'ma'amidon al mechoinon. They discussed each ever and they placed it in its appropriate situation. Shenemar hu osov yechuneneko v'makodesh baruch hu besdino nimnu eich lahamid es gufoi harei muvan kama chochma ruchnis yeshboi. He says if HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his besdin consulted on how to create each aver of Odom, we can imagine how much ruchnius must exist in each aver of the person. So this is just the body before the neshama. Oid b'yoyse goylem mutal, while he was still a goylem, I guess lying there as a goylem, he was no life, he didn't have the nishmas chayim. Kvar hoya mivchar habruim, he was the choice of creation. B'chol וכל מחמני ומחמדי החוכמה שבכל היצורים שקודמו לו, לא היו אלו משמשים הממציאים ומכינים את הדור שלו. And the whole world and all of its chokhma and everything that existed that was created before him was all created for the service of this goof. How does he call it? The goyle mutol. Odom Harishon, that goyle mutol with such chokhma ruchnius. Es tzuras habria kula. He created the Tzura Sabriya Kula, Le Rabbis Gam HaMalochim, Ki Kvar Oz Ro Yoda Vehaven as Kol Abriya Chochmos Vehichusa Vehekif Besicha Odom Arishain. Before the Neshoma, just the goof alone, with all the Chochma of all the Evorim, whatever that means, he saw, he knew, he understood the whole Bria, and all of its Chochma, and all of its value. Vehekif Besicha as Kol Merchave Yametzius. And he hopped with this, he had the hekif with his seichel to appreciate the breadth of everything in existence. Mitchilosim v'ad seifa b'shoa kalo. To hop the essence of the whole world, everything from beginning to end, in a mere moment. B'shoa kalo. Yeah, to the Isa b'Chazal, Zeh Sefer Todos Odom. He brings a raya again from the Medrash. Omer Reb Yehuda Reb Simon, Ad She Odom Arishon Hoya Mutal Goylom Lifnei Mi Shomer Voya Olam. He didn't make this up himself. It's brought based on Chazal. He was a Goylom before Mi Shomer Voya Olam. Heraloi Dor Dor V'Dorishov. Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed this Goylom lying there, Odom Arishon Belin Shoma, the goof with all of its chokhmah that he created. He showed him, he previewed to him all of the future generations. Dor dor manhigov, showed him all the leaders of every generation. Shenemar, gol me ro einecho. He says, goylom shero einecho. He says, "You, this golem, your eyes saw kvarheim ksuvim al sifrei shel Adam Harishon. All of this was written in the Sefer Adam Harishon. Adam Harishon had all of this wisdom. Harei tevua chochmo nisgovo begufei shel Adam Harishon." It, you see, an amazing, elevated chokhmah that was in the guf alone of Adam HaRishon. That's the guf even before the neshama. Ula achaze noichaboy neshama kakosu vayikpach ba'apov nishmas chayim. Then he blew into him ba'apov nishmas chayim. Uman de nofach mididay nofach. The one that blew into him nishmas chayim mididay. He godliness. He took from himself HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gave that neshama, that ruchnius, that elikus. He gave that to Adam Harishon. Mididei nofach. He from him, from his own essence. Nizra kabo neshama elikis. A godly neshama was sent into him. Neshama shemoitzo min haChochma elyoina. It comes from the Chochma elyoina. Asher kol gufay veChochma saoretz meloya ki gashmius hei negdo. Compared to the godless of this neshama, everything in the world is like nothing compared to it. It's like gashmius. It's all geshem. It's all just physical. It's nothing, because this was such a, all this that he created before, and all this godless, and all the showing him all the futures, and all the chokhmah that he had was all nothing compared to what he was after he got this neshama. Asher kol guf v'chokh saoretz meloya ki gashmius hei negdo. Im yiridas kvoid Hashem shel haneshoma lishken begivias haguf. When the neshoma, the kvoid Hashem, because mididei nofach, came into this to dwell in the body of Adam, nismazgo hachokhma hatachtoina haguf imu elyoina haneshoma v'hoyu le'echod. Then they were interwoven, they were intertwined together. The chokhmah of the guf, that infinite chokhmah that he showed him everything, and this chokhmah which was way beyond that, which dwarfed everything, and they were united in one. Kishem shalokhim shalheves ketanu mechabrim ois la'avuka gedoylo. Just like you take a match with a little fire, and you connect it to a big fire. Harehi mistabekes v'nivlas b'toicho kol kach. The small fire becomes incorporated and swallowed it up by the big fire to such an extent, you can't recognize it anymore because it's incorporated in the bigger one. So too, kach his achtu hachochma hatevua beguf, all this chochma that was implanted in the guf, im hachochma elyoina shahal neshoma, with this elevated chochma of the neshoma, nitoisvu loy hakorois al hakorois of hakoidmois, it got new hakorois, more than the previous hakorois, the hakoidmois kiblu tsuras chadoshois, and that which the goof had, all that wisdom, it took on a whole new tsura, nisnasu begoveim ad ein shir, it was elevated beyond any shir, visogvu bebehiruson ad ein erech, and it was elevated with its clarity beyond anything, and that's, he says, the posuk v'tchasreu ma'at me'elokim v'kovet v'holdo t'atreu. You elevated, you made him a little bit less than Hashem himself, and gave him all this kovet. U'mikan higia l'chokhmas kriyas shemus l'chol anivroim. And from here, Adam Rishon came to that chokhmah of knowing the shemus, being able to call the right shemus l'chol anivroim. Ad shakodesh boruch hu ba'atzno heid olov chokhmosu mirubon shalachem. HaKodesh Baruch Hu was made on him. His chokhmah was greater than the malachim. We read that in the Rabbeinu Bechaya, that thing. Moshal mishal ha-malachim. Chazal gilu ki bekriyas ha-shemus hoyuso genuzo chokhmah atzumo. In this Kriyas HaShemus was hidden a tremendous chokhmah. Meruba yoyse mechokhmas malachei ashoris or rechoyke me'asogosom. It was more than the chokhmah of the malachim and far from their ability to conceive. Shekein Hashem tzorich lahachil b'toichel kol mahus noyse Hashem azeh. He had to, Shekein Hashem, the name, has to include in it all of the essence of the bria, kol toilois, of all of its benefits, kol ma'alois of midois of its distinctions, its midos, uham yuchodois lo, that are specific to it, the einon imtsoi zulosa, not to be found anyplace else. The name has to include all of that. V'hamalochim lo higiu l'madrego zu, v'lo yodu likroyas ha-shemos. They didn't reach this level, they couldn't do this. Avalon Marishan, hikif besichlo v'akoroso is kol teva abria b'shoakala. He chapped the whole teva of the entire creation creation in a shoa kala, umotza b'kol echad mehem estivoi hamayuchad loy levadoi b'negleu v'nisteru. And he understood and he found the essential teva of each one of these animals in the hidden and the revealed and the hidden. V'shehu yochid b'inyan zeh, and its uniqueness. Chochmo nisgava, or maybe he was yochid b'inyan zeh. No, I think it's v'chochmo nisgava zu. This was beyond what the malochim could understand. And they came to realize through this, he showed them that his chochmah was beyond. Chazal say that the malochim looked at this man with his godless, with the godless of this goof, which then became incorporated and included in the godless of an neshama, which elevated him far beyond anything they could even be masig. They looked at him, the bikshu leimer the fun of kodesh. What was that? Mipnation is mazig etzlo hagufim haneshoma v'hoyu leechon. The guf and the neshoma were connected, were intertwined together, and they became one. Ad shemalochi mala loy hikiru eschelhu hagufni v'choshvu leboirei. Until big shalom of one of Kodesh means they think he's Hashem. they couldn't distinguish the goof anymore because it was so incorporated into this elevated neshama that they thought he was the bayer and they wanted to say Kodesh. Ukvi gad lusoi kein hoya godel hakovet ve'oinik shaloi. And according to his godlus, that's what the Gan Eden that he had was. This olam hazeh was like Olam Haba to him. Nene miziv Hashchina umalochim ishorsim lo b'Gan Eden. He was nene from the Shechinas Hashem, and malochim served him in Gan Eden. Kede isa be'ovois Odom harishon hoya meisiv b'Gan Eden. Odom harishon Chazal say sat in Gan Eden. Malochi ashoris oimdim lekrosoi. Umesanin elo yayin. The malochim stood right by him, and they sifted, they strained the wine for him. Vitzon elo boser, and they roasted the boser for him, and they were mishamishim. So, if we have a seer of who Adam HaRishon was, I just thought, forgive me, but I couldn't resist just sharing this with you because it makes us wonder. Tzelem Elokim. What does it mean, Godless Adam? What does it mean that the seer and and if you see, it brings everything from Chazal. There's no chaloimus over here. There's no exaggeration. It's beautiful language that he uses, but it's not it's not like original ideas. It's all found in Chazal. And to have such a tzir of who Adam HaRishon. Now it's true that this is Adam HaRishon Koidem Achet. That's true, but we see from the Rabbeinu Bechaya, from Shlomo HaMelech, if Shlomo HaMelech was the Chochom Mikol Odom, that means Shlomo HaMelech achieved beyond this, even L'Achar HaChet. L'Achar HaChet, Shlomo HaMelech wasn't exempt from Chet. He was a human being. And he achieved, even after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, it was still Shayach to achieve. It's not Benimtza, but Shayach to achieve such Chochmah, that he was able to reach such levels. So if we see the mind-boggling godless of Adam HaRishon, and we realize that Shlomo HaMelech El Acharachet was able to achieve such even beyond that, and still, and it came Chashavti Echkemo V'Rachoykei Meni, but the Torah is beyond that. It's infinite. Even with all that chokhmah, with his chokhmah, he understood over the other regions in the whole world. Shlomo HaMelech understood even beyond him. Shlomo HaMelech talked to the language of the birds and the who knows what that he did. But the Torah, that's even beyond that. But if we have a shtikel hasoga, then we could see really where we come from. You know, we talk about yichus. So yichus is a very chosh of a thing. But what's our yichus? This is yichus. This is who Adam HaRishon was. This is the potential that even Shlomo HaMelech was able to go beyond. And if we think that, you know, Yichus, they say, is like a pack of zeros. If there's no one in front of it, then it's worthless. So if we think that there can't be a one in front of it, then I just remind you what I heard many years ago from the Rosh Yeshiva. I heard it also the same shmuz from Chaim Shmulevitz. The Sifri says, Kedeshim, the Pasuk says, Kedeshim Tiyu Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So the Sifri says, Kedeshim Tiyu. Yochol Komoini. The Havamina might be that if the Torah says Kedoshim Tihiyu, should be holy, should be like Hashem himself. Talmud Loimar Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Not quite. There's a cap. There's a limit. You can't quite be like Hashem Mamish. So they both suggest a Havamina. that if the Torah only said Kedoshim to you, I would think it means to be like the Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself. So two things. Number one, in the context of this, we could at least have a shtickle havamina, how you could have a havamina that you could achieve such godlus. But the good news is that havamina was given l'doiris. The Torah is l'doiray doiris. That means the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu and the havamina of Yochel Kamoini can exist today too. So despite the fact that there's such yeridus hadoiris, and despite the fact that it's Odom Rishon l'achar hachet, and despite the fact that we're so far from the Chochmah of Shlema HaMelech to even think that we could achieve this, Avol Lamaisa Kedoshim Tiyu, the havamina still exists. The Gadlus Odom, the Yichus that we have, the innate Gadlus, the Gadlus in the Guf itself, in the Evorei HaGuf that have been encompassed and enclosed in that fire which was the Neshama, which therefore makes it that we can't see it as its Chochmah and its Gadlus, but it's all there. If that's who we are, then L'Chaira, it should be a stepping stone to be able to grow and to be able to appreciate the Yochel Kamoini and to be able to strive to achieve ever higher dargus in Avodas Hashem.